Thank you, Indiana Republicans. You know, after all this hard work by so many people, it's come to this, and I have to admit, I'm feeling a swirl of different emotions right now. But as a Marine, I can sum it all up in one word. Oorah. We kicked off this campaign last July at the American Legion in Sellersburg. And I shared with those in attendance at that time that we would win this campaign. We would win this campaign because I had confidence that all Hoosiers would rally behind the campaign. We would win this campaign because I had confidence that, as in 2010, people would stand up, they'd speak out, they'd get involved in the process during an important time for their country. They'd knock on doors. They'd work the phones. They'd talk about our vision for America to their neighbors. You see, I had confidence that from the beginning, this was going to be a team effort, and folks, you didn't let me down. Thank you so much. Yeah. All of you are here today because you share our common sense Hoosier values, our common sense conservative principles. And you know it's not enough to stand by idly and hope that they get advanced. All of you, you rolled up your sleeves, you got involved, and you've taken part, an important part of the process to help us advance them. This was a hard-fought race, as Senator Coates mentioned. I think it's appropriate right now that we all stop, we pause, we recognize how much we respect Marlon Stutzman. He didn't let down until the last moment of this campaign. I think we should give him, his wife Christy, and the entire Stutzman family a grateful round of applause. And before I go any further, I know you'll indulge me. You understand the importance of recognizing a very special patriot, without whom this collective effort wouldn't be possible. Please join me in a loving and very heartfelt round of applause for my wife and mother of my four children, Jenny. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Friends, this campaign was about solutions. It was about advancing conservative solutions. That's why I'm running for United States Senate. I'm running because Jenny and I want for these four young kids the same thing that every Hoosier family wants for their children and their grandchildren: a quality education that leads to a good-paying job that ultimately leads to a meaningful career in places like Indiana. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm running because I learned a thing or two at the Naval Academy and in the U.S. Marines. Primarily, I learned that the world is a very dangerous place. But it only gets more dangerous if the United States of America turns our back on the world. You deserve a United States Senator who understands that fundamental principle. And folks, I'm running for people like my parents. They're here tonight. My dad's a small businessman, works very hard. My mom, a registered nurse, great job at taking care of family, hard worker, and still good Hoosier values in me. They're conservative people, but you know what? They're not really political people. They haven't seen enough conservative results coming out of Washington, D.C. They want us to affect conservative change, not just talk about it. That's why I'm running for United States Senate for Indiana. Yeah. Now, for those who paid attention to my campaign against Barron Hill back in 2010, you'll recognize some commonalities. My objectives haven't changed. The mission hasn't changed. I still want to advance common sense Hoosier conservative principles. Ladies and gentlemen, Baron Hill and I just happened to disagree on a number of important issues. Baron Hill has a habit of saying popular things here in Indiana, often conservative-sounding things, but then he'd vote for very liberal policies in Washington, D.C. He said he's for the working man, but then he'd vote for a cap-and-trade tax bill that would decimate Hoosier manufacturing jobs. He said he wanted to expand in a sustainable way healthcare to more Americans, but then he voted for Obamacare, which has increased the cost of care, we know, and it's reduced Hoosiers' access to the doctors they most want. He said he's for fiscal responsibility, but he voted for Obama's failed trillion-dollar stimulus package, ushering in the era of Obama's reckless spending. Folks, we can do better than Baron Hill's policies, and we aim to do so in November. It's going to be a fight. I know Baron Hill's prepared to put his career as a lobbyist on hold to campaign for this position. But together, if we stick together, if conservatives come together and are determined to do so, we will defeat him in November and keep this Republican seat in Republican hands. Yeah. Now, at this point, I'd be remiss, having said that politics is a team sport, without acknowledging key members of my team. So allow me to do so. But before I do so, let me remind all the full-time members of Team Young that it's just halftime. We still got to play the second half. I want to acknowledge our campaign manager, Trevor Foudy, and our senior advisor. Attaboy, Trevor. All right. And right next to him, our senior advisor, Cam Savage. Yeah. In true Hoosier fashion, they were able to deploy our resources in a very prudent way. So we made sure every dollar, every penny, went exactly towards its most effective use. More importantly, they were able to hire and recruit the best and brightest to work on our campaign. We're going to keep doing that moving forward. Let's thank them. We have a first-rate fundraising team. It's led by Jeff Wuslich. He's been called the money machine by some journalists. Yes. Jeff is ably assisted by Aaron Casey, by Sidney Cruz, by Maria James. I'm so proud of you folks. You've broken fundraising records during a down economy. Yeah. I call the next guy my wingman. We've logged over 50,000 miles on his Honda since August, and we're going to do more. We're just getting started, John. All right, yeah. Great young man. There he is. Our communications guru, Joe Garrett, he's ensured our message is heard in every corner of this state when I can't be in that particular corner. Thank you, Joe. Yeah. And I'm not just here in Indiana. I've heard had colleagues approach me in Washington, D.C. and say that we have the best grassroots operation in the United States of America. Yeah. I wish I could say it happened spontaneously, okay? But it, too, has required a whole lot of hard work. And we have to thank our political director, Matt Hum, for organizing that effort. It didn't hurt that you have the hardest working field staff also in the entire country. Kenton, Thomas, Aaron, Cody, Rachel. Job well done, folks. Finally, and I believe most importantly, we've had rank-and-file Hoosiers volunteering their own time, an hour here, an hour there, 50 hours here, 100 hours there. People understand the importance of this race. They want to keep conservative control of the United States Senate. Thank you to our Hoosier volunteers. We're going to grow our ranks in coming weeks and months, aren't we? Yeah. Now, I know there's been some talk about a day of rest, right? Jenny told me I should give you a day of rest. So everyone has permission to enjoy yourself this evening and tomorrow, but we're going to get started later this week. How's that sound? All right, yeah, good. All right. I know all of you are ready for the fight ahead. I certainly am. And to those Hoosiers whose vote we did not earn tonight, I just want to extend a hand to you. I'm prepared to work very, very hard to earn your trust and support because, you see, I know we share the same common sense conservative values. And I'm confident that Hoosier conservatives will do what, in my experience, they've always done. They'll answer the call of duty. They'll muster up. They'll close ranks. And they will recognize that together we can ensure that Indiana is the first state on the board to elect a Republican president of the United States and keep this Senate seat in Republican hands. You have my word. I'll do my part. Semper Fidelis, God bless you, and God bless America. Yeah.